Speaking of life in these strange times, now on the phone with us is our city manager, Rory Watt, for our daily COVID-19 related update. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. It's definitely strange times. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's on the whiteboard for today?
So for today, it's about the budget. It's about the economy. You know, everything is connected to COVID, but there's not a lot on the disease right now. You know, we had the two cases associated with Lemon Creek, which surprised us, a lot of people, because of the delay between our last case, but it appears to be tracked and under control and not really a reason for concern. And statewide, the trends are all good. Statewide, there's less than 50 active cases. I think back at the end of March, we were approaching 200. So the numbers are good on the disease. It's all about the policy and the economy. I guess some news for today is we sent the governor a letter about travel, and essentially the assembly decided to take the governor up on the offer to comment to him on travel, and we did. And our letter indicates that we think you should be careful on removing the restriction for interstate travel, which is the mandate that requires the 14 quarantine. And we express an openness to becoming a regional testing center over time and partnering with the state on that. So those are some of the things that we're thinking about. And then we've got a lot of budgetary intrigue to talk about as well.
And it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe next Tuesday, for some reason, will be we'll have more information on travel then.
Yeah, and possibly before. So it's Health Mandate 10, which was imposed in about March 20th or so. That's the interstate travel mandate that required the 14-day quarantine. And then towards the end of April, the governor extended it, and the extension ends on Tuesday the 19th. So I think there's a good question about whether the governor is going to extend it or modify that. So we're kind of watching that closely. And I think that if we think about our risk in the community, you know, and we're opening up economically, which creates more risk, that's in the context of our people coming here from out of town. And, you know, is that risk additive? And is it altogether too much, too fast, or appropriate?
If you had to forecast that one, would you say that the 14-day quarantine is going to stay in effect, or will it be modified? Or should we wait until Tuesday?
I think we should wait, but I think it's probably going to come with modifications. So maybe in some ways, you know, the fishing industry, I think, is the driver. As people come back into the state for seasonal fishing and fish processing, the practicalities of that, I think, are going to, you know, force decision making. So I'm expecting something from the governor on that fairly soon, maybe even tonight or tomorrow. I don't expect it to just expire quietly on Tuesday. That would be odd. So I think we should expect something from him probably before the end of the week.
Have you and the folks on the assembly been getting any feedback about restaurants and bars opening here in the community?
Not much. Sounds like, you know, people are doing well. So I'm actually not had any public comment about bars. So it's unclear to me if bars have opened, because it's not resulting in comment. A lot of restaurants doing their takeout thing, slowly expanding their service. That seems to be going well. I do know that, you know, there's been a lot of discussion with the Economic Stabilization Task Force, and one of the things that they're flagging as a cost that a lot of businesses have experienced is the installation of those plexiglass shields. And so some of the takeout restaurant or takeout food service areas have spent a fair amount of money on that. And I guess the good news is that money might be eligible for the CARES Act funding. So we're tracking that as one of many issues.
Got it. And before we run out of time, if you are hearing comments right now or pushback on anything, what might that be?
It's on the budget. So we had a lot of emails over the last couple of days about the budget, and Eagle Crest in particular. Eagle Crest supporters got concerned that maybe the ski area was on the chopping block. It's not, or it's not right now. I mean, we've got a big budget problem, and I think this was a little bit of a concern that got a little out of hand. You know, the Assembly's got a task to work through. We've got some serious number of moving parts. And I guess, the public is always welcome to comment, but maybe appreciate that the Assembly's got a tough job on their hands, and that when and if there is time for big decisions, people will know. So probably no need to fill our inboxes unnecessarily.
I was going to ask you, what is the best way at this point right now to contribute positively to the budget process?
People can email the borough assembly at juno.org. And really the best comments are the balanced ones. The comments that say, I want program, X, and it's really important. That's not really all that helpful. Or I want low property taxes. Well, sure, we all want low property taxes. I think it's the contextual comments. Those are the best. The Assembly listens, and they're trying really hard to make the best decisions for the community. So I think being kind to the Assembly, they're in a tough spot right now. That's probably the biggest contribution people could make.
All right. Rory Watt, we appreciate your time here on Juno Afternoon. And we'll look forward to checking in with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.